Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Joel McCord, WYPR's news director, sitting in for Fraser Smith. My guest today is John Lee of the WYPR news team. John, the Maryland General Assembly's got a bill that would make it illegal for landlords to reject prospective tenants only because they have federally subsidized vouchers. Now, supporters of the bill say what's going on is they're being discriminated against, and opponents counter that the government is just sticking its nose in private business where it doesn't belong. And it's sponsored by none other than Delegate Steve Lafferty from Towson. So fill us in on what the deal is here.
Sure. Well, currently in much of the state, if you call a landlord, you're looking for an apartment, and he says, hey, do you have a voucher? And you say yes, the landlord can hang up. That's it. End of story. What this bill would do would give the would-be tenant the chance to meet the landlord and then make his case. The landlord can then run background checks and stuff like that, and he can still reject the tenant, but not solely on the grounds that he's using a voucher. A source of income becomes a protected class, like race and gender. Now, without this, housing advocates say poor people are ending up in concentrated areas of poverty where landlords do accept vouchers, and this needs to be spread around so they can have access to better neighborhoods with good schools. Robert Strupp is the executive director of Baltimore Neighborhoods, Inc. That's a housing advocacy group, and he says the opposition to this is based on a myth.
This is kind of a fear issue that people who receive government assistance are neglectful in some way, and there's really no evidence to support that.
Supporters say voucher holders tend to be good tenants because they don't want to do anything that might threaten their voucher, and it's a source of income landlords can rely on, unlike, say, a W-2, you can lose your job.
And what about the opponents? What do they say?
Well, for one thing, they say source of income should not be a protected class because, unlike race or gender, it can change. And Adam Skolnick, who's the executive director of the Maryland Multi-Housing Association, he told a House committee that he's a landlord, he takes vouchers, but that the program should remain voluntary and a business decision for landlords. Skolnick says due to government red tape, it can take, you know, 45 to 60 days to rent to a voucher holder. If you don't have a voucher, it's more like four.
That's 60 days of real vacancy loss. That's real money coming out of my pocket. And those are the types of burdens that the program puts on rental housing providers.
So the question of vouchers, and this goes back to Steve Lafferty, is a pretty big issue and has been for some time in Baltimore County, right?
Yeah, it has been in Baltimore County. Matter of fact, this past summer, the county council voted down legislation that would have barred landlords from discriminating against people based on source of income like vouchers. Under an agreement with the Department of Housing and Urban Development, which was to settle a federal housing discrimination complaint, council will have to vote on that again after the 2018 election. Now, Delegate Lafferty's bill, which of course is a statewide bill, has died in the legislature in previous years, so we'll have to stay tuned and see what happens with that.
Do you have some feel for whether this one goes downhill again or there's a possibility of it passing?
Well, I asked Delegate Lafferty that very question, and he basically said he's optimistic, but he also says that he thinks that this is just the right thing to do. You know, sometimes you introduce legislation, it loses two or three times, and you say, well, that's it. He says he feels differently about this piece of legislation.
Okay, and we should note that several counties, Frederick, Howard, and Montgomery, have passed similar legislation with no problems, right?
That's what Delegate Lafferty and others who support this legislation say. They say, look, the world did not come to an end in those counties.
Okay, John, thank you very much. With John Lee, I'm Joel McCord, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.